No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breasts, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, Faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys. I'm back. Got back pretty late last night from Cleveland. Whew, that was a journey. It was cold, but man, it was a blast. I just want to say thank you to everybody that made their way out to Cleveland and the Faithful. Man, unbelievable parties, the atmosphere, taking over that stadium, doing Niners chants at the end of the game. Unbelievable. But yeah, the 49ers, yeah, they have a lot to smile about. The fans have a lot going on, the players, the coaches, like everything just continues to kind of step up and be in a place where you get into the dance. And this is always my claim for any game ever, or literally any sport. You get into the dance weird things can happen. And the Niners continue just to position themselves, you know, for a long time. It was like, okay, can they get into the playoffs and win one of those wild card spots? You know, okay, cool. Seems like that's probably going to happen. Now you're one game out of the number one seed. You're one game out of winning your division. So, like, all things are possible with the bye week coming in. Oh, my gosh. Things are just so great right now. This is episode 1,566 of the 49ers Rush Podcast. Have to thank our executive producers, Corey Robbins, 49ers George 365, David Gill, and to all of the hashtag CCs, the countdown crew that support the live show and help with questions, all those things. I freaking love it. I love it. I love it. You guys are the best. And I know on Tuesdays, we usually do the John and Wayne show at 10. I was just too tired. We didn't get home till like 10 something from flying back. And dude, I had to sleep and get some rest. We partied too hard, man, on these trips. I'm too old. I got to sleep. What's up, Greg? Appreciate everybody showing up. So I know it's late, later than normal, but hey, we here. And it's bye week, so you know what I mean? We're just going to kind of take a deep breath and chill and relax a little bit. But I've got a lot to talk about. So the title of the show, the 49ers have a lot to smile about. And, you know, we always do like a lot of positive stuff. But I just want to kind of rehash and refresh this new adapted 49ers game plan and just the way that they handle things and go about their business during the games these past month. What's different now compared to perhaps early in the season? A lot of it's quarterback play and whatever else, but goodness, man, there's just so many good things going on with the Niners. It's just, gosh, things just seem aligned. Now, I believe in momentum. I believe in building and stacking successful plays, you know, which lead to successful drives, successful quarters. So on and on and on. And the Niners are doing that. Three-game win streak. With the bye week finally happening, the only team in the NFC playoff race that hasn't had their bye week yet, now they get the rest. And look, only good things can happen this week because so many teams are playing each other. Division opponents, playoff teams, seeding. Somebody got to lose. Somebody got to lose, and it's not going to be the 49ers. Right here, David, I 100% agree with this. The Niners are hitting their groove at exactly the right time, exactly the time that you want to be in that situation. 49ers are right there. The bye week is a breath of fresh air, right? Health, rest, mental breaks, spend time with family. It's the holiday season. You know, you're traveling right after Thanksgiving. You're traveling right before Christmas. This is time to chill with the family and enjoy weekends, enjoy some, like, that changes who people are. And I just, man, then you got a 4-game stretch to build into the playoffs. You got the Titans, right? Which that's what it is. But then you got 3 consecutive kind of stud teams that you got to go play that are, shoot, probably all of them going to be the playoffs. Colts going to be in the playoffs. Bears going to be in the playoffs. Seahawks going to be in the playoffs. You win one game, I think you're in the playoffs. You win 2, you're 100% guaranteed in the playoffs. You win 3, all right, now you're talking about maybe hosting a playoff game. You win 4, there's a very strong chance you're the one seed. All of those are in the realm of possibilities with this Niner team. It's weird just how this season has just the ebbs and flows from starting red hot, getting all the injuries, back to forth, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss for 8 straight weeks. Now you win 3 again in a row. Goodness, man, getting in their groove at the right time. I think that's huge. Howdy says moving up the playoff seating from the couch this week. That is correct. There is nothing that teams can do to stop the 49ers from moving up because of who all is playing this week. And so whenever you have the schedule, here we go. Let me pull this up so I get this exactly correct here. Like, you look at week 14 and the matchups that are on the way. Dallas and Detroit play each other Thursday. Like, that's going to help the 49ers no matter what happens. Then you look at, let's see here. You got Chicago, Green Bay. No matter what happens there, that helps the 49ers. And then you've got some other teams. So, like, that's, you know, 4 teams, 2 are going to lose. Philly plays the Chargers. That's not a gimme. The Rams play the Cardinals. should be a gimme, but shoot, not after what the Rams did last week. They're starting to have a couple injuries, and that's a divisional game. It's in Arizona. Like, Rams fans don't travel. Rams fans don't exist. It's not like when the Niners go there. It's a totally different story. Those, obviously, the Rams should win. Should have won last week, too. But sometimes things get weird. Sometimes things get, and Seattle's got Atlanta, at Atlanta. So Atlanta's been a bad team for sure, but come on, man. Let's go. Some of these things break the 49ers' way. We'll see it again. Who would have thought the Rams would lose, you know, Matt Stafford go out there and have three turnover game against the Carolina Panthers that just got waxed by the 49ers? Oh, man. I'm just saying. Right here, the one. Appreciate you, man. He says, it's you. You're part of why the faithful take over the stadiums. Thank you, my guy. Dude, that's very kind. And I hope that we do have a positive impact. You know, we were close to canceling Cleveland because, like, the sales just weren't happening. It was after Thanksgiving. It was expensive traveling off the holidays. And I think we tried to go in 2013. We were going to do a party out there, too. And we just, like, nobody was buying any of our stuff. And it was just like, dude, we're going to lose a lot of money. Dude, Faithful showed up. And I've got to be to the point where I have to just say, you know, hats off, hat tip to the Faithful that just show up. And they're just looking for places to be involved and be together. And they're creating. And that was the whole purpose of the 49ers Rush Road Trip was, dude, let's just create space for people that need somewhere to be together. And the community just comes together, man. Shout out to my man, Greg. Like, he shows up with, you know, he brings a giant Walmart sack full of like 100 toe warmers. We're giving them out to kids and stuff because it was so cold at the game. So many kids were there for their first Niners game ever. We were giving out so many jerseys and hats and towels and stuff. Like, if you've never been to a road game as a 49ers fan, try it, because it's different. Like, home games are great. If you live in the San Francisco Bay Area and you go to home games, Levi's great. It's not one of my favorite stadiums, but it's incredible to be part of that atmosphere. There's a different feel when you're in enemy territory and you walk in and you're the majority. Like, it is, there's a cool bonding experience that I don't think many fan bases get. And so, if you have not been to an away game, I'm telling you right now, if money's an issue, drive to Arizona. Tickets are cheap as hell. Staying overnight is cheap as hell. And Niners fans are everywhere. But, man, if you haven't been to some of these, and Cleveland was awesome. Like their stadium was all right, but it was right downtown, and I know it's not going to be there long. Dude, that city was freaking good time, man. It was a good time. So, I would say this, if you have not been to a 49ers road game, I challenge you. If you can make it work financially and stuff, I know it is expensive. I understand, probably more than most. You will. It's pretty cool to go through that and just wear your Niner stuff everywhere and just go through that experience of being in an adverse situation, but collectively taking over. Like, it is just cool. And you hear all the fans, like all the Cleveland fans, like, dang, why are there so many Niner fans here? Like, why are, like, every single stadium we go to, why are there so many of you? Well, we're the best fan base, man. We are the faithful. It's like what it is, man. It's what it is. Captain Sandal, John, I was late to park and never got to the dive bar. Figured the game was more important. Day. No worries, man. Dude, I totally get it. Morning tailgates are hard. Setting up at 8 o'clock in the morning after you've been out partying all night is not fun, but we got it done. We got it done. What's up, Abram? Appreciate you, man. Hey, dude, just want to say, love you, and we are with you, and good luck to you, man. Maybe this will be a blessing in disguise in the long run, get a better thing, but, you know, I never like to hear anybody getting laid off from their job, but Abram, just want to let you know, man, we are with you, and we got you. We're a community. We're in this together. Positive vibes coming your way, man. Going to make it work. Dude, you need somebody to talk to, email me, 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. Don't go through that shit alone. We got you, man. And so sometimes just a positive voice to talk to or whatever. Hardships suck, especially at this time of year. And I'm very, very sorry to hear that. But we love you, man. We love you, bro.
This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. It's the holiday season, the best time of the year for sports, bowl games, basketball matchups, playoff pushes. It's all happening at once. And while you and I are out here making decisions every day, what gifts to buy, what to eat, which game to watch, there is one place where it feels good to be right, Prize Picks. My favorite thing about Prize Picks is picking multiple sports in the same lineup. With basketball back, I could put Steph Curry and Christian McCaffrey in the same lineup for both. And a new feature alert on Prize Picks now has early payouts. If your lineup gets off to a hot start, you may now have the option to cash out those winnings before the game even finishes. Prize Picks is simple to play. Just pick more or less on at least two player stats. If you get your picks right, you could cash in. George Kittle, more or less 58.5 receiving yards. Juwan Jennings, more or less 46.5 receiving yards. Ricky Pearsall, more or less than 4 receptions. It's that simple. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. And it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Now, it's football season, and there's nothing more perfect for tailgating with your buddies or enjoying at home while watching the game. And with fast, free shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. So use code 49ers, that's 49ERS at checkout, for 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping. Or visit CigarsInternational.com/49ers and the discount will automatically apply. You got a buddy's birthday coming up and you don't know what to get them? Cigars International. You got Christmas gifts that people keep asking, what do you want? What do you want? You tell them. Go to CigarsInternational.com/49ers and get your gift there.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Appreciate everybody coming through. All right, let's talk. Let's do this. I got too many notes to not get through. I got to do this. I forgot to do this. I'm going to get in trouble, but here we go. We do have our Jerry Rice tier Zoom hangout tomorrow. So for all of you, we wanted to wait till the bye week. So that's going to be Wednesday the 3rd at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. That Zoom link has already been posted on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. So tomorrow, 5:30, it's bye week. We do this every single year. We will be together talking about that stuff. So come join us. We're going to be covering playoffs, all kinds of goodies, inside out, whatever y'all want to talk about. That's my time to listen to you and build the community that way. So for those of you who have not signed up yet, man, go sign up. That's how I pay the bills. That's how I pay my mortgage. That's how I pay the family. That's how I pay all that stuff. And so if you want to support the show, do that. And if you want to, you know, talk and build the community, that is tomorrow, Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. Let's go. Let's go. Now, one thing that I did think was interesting right before I went live, Laken Tomlinson just got waived. Now, Laken Tomlinson has not been Laken Tomlinson since he left the 49ers, but you can say that about a lot of players. You say that about Cleveland Farrell. There is something about guys that have been in the system, leave, get paid, play other places, whatever else. Could that be a Ben Bartsch replacement? I don't think Laken would push Spencer Burford for starting reps, but the question is, like, man, you have a roster spot If you want more guard play, Lakin knows it, has played left guard, was a Pro Bowler here with the 49ers, 4 years ago. Like, you could go get him. Maybe it was 5 years ago. Or do you allow Connor Colby to, man, after he sat, to go into that number two role? I don't think that Connor Colby has earned the right to rotate snaps. I don't want Lakin to come in and rotate snaps. I think that's Spencer Burford's job to lose. But with Ben Barch out, just something that I thought, you know, interesting to pay attention to him, because we're past the trade deadline. Every single player, even vets that are, you know, accrued vets like Lakin Tomlinson, they all go through the waiver process now. So you would have to have a lot of teams pass over him before the 49ers could get him. But that is a possibility. So would not be shocked there. Would not be shocked at all there. Look at this. Yeah, Anthony, I kind of, you know, Anthony says, all this season has showed me is that we don't need BA. Do we want him? Yes, but we don't need him. That's the way you should act with everything. Like, you know, I taught and coached in high school for 50-plus years, and you would deal with, you know, emotional high school kids breaking up in relationships or whatever else, and I always just used to say, dude, like, if you're the clingy boyfriend to my players, like, you're screwed. It ain't gonna go well. Like, you ain't gotta do that. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be with somebody and conveying that, but like the clingy, I gotta have you, all that stuff, that ain't it. And with the way the 49ers have handled this BA situation, which, you know, I'm sure dirt's gonna come out eventually on something horrible the Niners did. I mean, shoot, BA out there making fake videos in the offseason. I don't think he's going to be done with that. But, yeah, like, dude, you gave him 2 months, never said anything about, you know, taking the guarantees away and all that stuff. And now, like, John Lynch this morning on KNBR asked if they expect him. He said, no, we don't expect it. Hopeful's the word we would use. You need BA. And you know, I just loaded the first half offensive breakdown, all 22, on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon page. And shoot, man, you're running out and ups with Juwan Jennings, and that ain't going to work. Like, you need a true X. Juwan Jennings is not a true X. Like, he does not stretch anything vertical. They never rotate safeties over the top of 15. Like, BA is a better football player than Juwan Jennings. But you can't do anything with somebody that doesn't want to be here. What is it that John Lynch says every single draft? We want guys that love football. They draft players that play through injuries. They draft players that just care about football. That is a, like, staple. And so, dude, like, my thing, again, like, I always, back to what I used to tell high school kids. Dude, if two people, you have to have two people that want to be together, and that's it. If you both want to be together today, then you'll be together. It's the same thing with marriage. If one person no longer wants to be with the other, there's not much else you could do. As long as they want to be together, things will work out. Like, details are details. You just forget everything else and you work through it. BA don't want to be here. $28 million giving back don't want to be here. Yikes. That's what it is, man. I don't know what else to say. Oh, Weber, what's up, man? Oh, no, I hate to see this. He said, wife and I are purely angry and devastated. We had tickets in a hotel, had to cancel because of the storm. We are 4-hour drive away. A lot of people that drove in talked about how bad the weather was. So thankfully, you guys stayed safe. Email me. We'll figure out a way to next time, you know, we have to pay for everybody that comes into the facility with the food and drinks and all that stuff. But email me, and we'll credit you guys to your next event next year or something. And if we got to hold on to that credit for a few years and make sure we take care, like, we are the making people happy business. And so I apologize that you guys didn't get to make it. That does suck. But, man, feel for you guys. We'll take care of you. Look at this. Grand A. Away games feel like you're in Cali. They really do, man. And Grand A knows. We partied together and shoot 5-6 cities. Always have a good time, man. Appreciate you, buddy. Appreciate all you do. Right here, Nathaniel says, yo, John, what's up? Haven't been here in a while. What do you think about Brown lately? Think he's much improved. Dude, he is. Jair, like, the new game plan is in place, right? That's what I was going to title it, and I changed it, but whatever. Titles don't really matter. But you look at why the defense has been able to limit back-to-back games under 10 points, single digits, right? A lot of it's the teams you're playing, but shoot, ask the Rams about the Carolina Panthers, right? Like, Rams got a great defense. And they got Bryce Young opened up a can on them, right? So, like, that's impressive. The Browns, different story. The Browns have been terrible offensively, whatever. But why have the defense been able to have these back-to-back dominant performances? A lot of it is your two biggest issues on the team defensively, or your two biggest starters that just have just struggled so bad. Back-to-back weeks are your best players. Jair Brown, 2 weeks ago, NFC player, defensive player of the week. Two interceptions, amazing, whatever. And then this week, D-Winners. D-Winners has not had a good game since Fred Warner went out until we played the Browns. And so whenever you get the biggest issues of your team to elevate and not cost you repeatedly, that changes the way the game is going to work. So you turn your two biggest question marks or issues into two of your biggest strengths. That's crazy. Jair Brown has put up three consecutive good games. Crazy. He went from scared of contact, refusing to tackle, to just trusting and playing with confidence. It's up here, man. That brain bucket, it's got to work right. You'd be the most talented physical freak specimen, workout weight room warrior all you want, but if you ain't got it between the noggin, it ain't going to work. And that's been D. Winners and Jair Brown, their problem all year. Now, Jair Brown did get beat for a touchdown, but Shadur Sanders overthrew it big time. Would have been a freaking walk-in touchdown, but still overall positive game for Jair Brown. And if he could, if I could sign up for Jair Brown to play like he did against the Browns for the rest of the season, I'm taking it. It wasn't anywhere near as good as it was against the Panthers or as it was against the Cardinals, but those three games, the last three for Jair Brown, are the best three games he's had all year. Best three. Most consistent. His feet aren't in cylinder blocks anymore. Like, that's a killer for me as a linebacker coach. Like, I 1 year we were coaching, we did a flat foot safety read. Like, that was our initial read where we put our safeties just 16 feet on the hashes, kind of a cover two quarters look, and we would just tell them flat foot read safety, because one of the kids was like freaking Ed Reed back there. He wasn't, but in the high school terms, like, he would just, the ball would go up and he'd just go, his closing speed was incredible. That don't work for Jair. Jair Brown's got to go. Yeah, like, that dude's got to feel it, got to go, got to read it. Easy keys, simple, simple, simple. You do that, Jair Brown kills it. You make it advanced, you make his processing speed slow down, a major liability. But Jair Brown and D. Winners, who was the highest-rated PFF player, dude balled out. Like, your two biggest weaknesses turned into two big strengths. Can that continue? Can that continue? Because I was worried that D. Winners was only good because he was next to Fred Warner, right? And now it's like, hey, maybe not. Maybe not, because Curtis Robinson was out there, and dude started playing. Looked good, man. Looked really, really good. So I was excited about that. And it's funny now it's like, dude, okay, you got your two biggest weaknesses to step up. Who's the next biggest weakness? Renardo Green. He's the least consistent. Back-to-back weeks, touchdowns. That touchdown was against him. That dude's got a roll. As soon as he crosses that deep crosser on that post route, as soon as he passes that hash, you got to cut back outside and get to your third. He did not do that. And so, like, I know a lot of people are on Luke Gifford, got to make that play. That wasn't Luke Gifford's job. Yeah, Luke Gifford could have done better. Actually, I think he should have been on the flat underneath, but that's a different story, whatever else. Not saying Luke Gifford's good. Nick Martin got hurt on the first play of the game. That's why Luke Gifford was in there. But that touchdown was on Renardo. The touchdown last week was on Renardo, and he got pulled for it. Renardo needs to get that consistency. He's got some great plays. Renardo is the biggest question mark now on the defense. And so you got Jair Brown step up. You got D. Winters step up. Now can you get Renardo to step up? Oh, that would be huge. That would be huge. What's up, Tommy? My man, appreciate the super chat, brother. John said Brindle is protector of the year. I've never said that, except for whenever I read your chat there. But no, Brindle,
I will say this again. Brindle's 64 is 64. Like, you're going to get some really, really bad play. That dude got he got punked like four times, just getting put on his butt and run over. But we are now at back-to-back games of an actual 64 highlight. On the touchdown run, you do not get that touchdown run without 64. Now, the two plays before would have had touchdowns if it wasn't for 64, because his guy tackled CMC both times in the run game. But then you look at the touchdown play. Dude, kicked down great, got great movement on the combo block, gets to the backer, kicks him out, CMC follows. So I will say that I can't remember seeing highlights of 64. Now we're back-to-back weeks of at least a few plays that are highlights, still getting all the same low lights. And if, like, I try really hard not to do anything about him on social media anymore, because it's just like, it's a wash. Like, he ain't changing who he is at 33, whatever he is. But it's nice to see some positives. It is nice to see some positives. I will say that. Now, let's say this. Now, I told you guys I didn't bet much last week because I was just like, you know what? I don't know what's happening, the rain, all that stuff. So I told everybody, save your money. And hopefully you did the Thanksgiving bets with us because those got paid. But this week, even with the Niners out, we will be posting our bets here at freaking my bookie. Guys, we have been working with MyBookie for almost 8 years now. And it doesn't matter what it is that you want to bet on. You want a casino. You want to bet on football, draft, over-unders, player props, basketball, baseball, politics, you name it. They got it all. So go to MyBookie. Use promo code 49ers, and you're going to get a bet back bonus, which means when you bet something and you click to opt in and you don't win that bet, you get it all back. Comes with a one-time rollover, which is like nothing. And again, this is a site that you can trust because we've been using them all the time. And if you're one of those people that's just like, I don't even know what to do, I don't know where to find the stuff, whatever else, well, we take care of that for you as well. Over on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon page, we post our weekly season-long draft bets, everything 49ers, every single week. We post them on Friday or Saturday, depending on the game. And so, and we walk you through. We have how-to videos, how to do a teaser bet, how to do parlays, all that different stuff. So if you want to get involved and you want to check it, bet anything, anytime at MyBookie and use promo code 49ers. That's 49ERS for your bet back bonus. You're in charge. All right, look at this. Lieutenant Simple Jack in the chat. What's up, Rob Louder? Appreciate you, man. Enjoyed the show as I was in the airport. Everybody go check out the Striking Gold podcast, wherever you listen to your podcast. He's the best. The legend. The legend. Look at this. Moon Man, looking at the film, seems like the 49ers really got to work on that run defense and the pass coverage from the safeties, deep balls, intermediate routes, and all those things, missed tackles. Those have been issues, but teams haven't made them pay the past, you know, three out of four games this month. The Rams did, but the Rams did everything that they wanted to. And yeah, you gave up one drive against the Cleveland Browns where they just ran the ball nonstop down your throat. But then you made the adjustments. They couldn't do it anymore after that. They started imploding. They started making mistakes. And man, being at that stadium, like, I'll say this, like, I have a lot of respect for somebody that would refer to themselves as a Browns fan. Understanding what they've been through, like, dude, they are awesome. But like, dude, you get Shedeur Sanders gets injured and goes out for one play, and they boo the hell out of their rookie for one play. I was just like, what the hell? And then they all left early, which it was terrible weather. They're getting blown out. I get it. But it was just like, man, it was weird. Now, the Rams obviously did it, but like, you've got to play to win the game that you're in. You're not playing good quarterbacks. Shedeur Sanders is not a good quarterback. I don't think Bryce Young is a very good quarterback. And I don't think Jacoby Brissett at this point in his career is a very good quarterback. Well, now you got Cam Ward off of a bye week. The game plan is this. Make this quarterback beat you. Don't let him run the ball on you. Don't let him get favorable third downs, all those things. Make the quarterback make the difficult throws to beat you consistently. Bryce Young couldn't do it. Jacoby Brissett couldn't do it. Shedeur Sanders surely couldn't do it. Can Cam Ward do it? I don't know. Now the question becomes, well, is that going to win you playoff games? Well, can Daniel Jones do it? Can Caleb Williams do it? Can Sam Darnold do it? I like this new game plan where you essentially just
Look, the new game plan is this. We're going to win two out of three phases of the game. Offense, defense, special teams. We're going to win two out of three. Now, last week, you won all three. Against Arizona, you won all three. Rams, you got your butt kicked. And against the Panthers, you won two, you know, with the turnovers and the whole thing. Like, yeah, you won special teams and defense. You win two out of three phases, you win the game. Special teams is turning into a lock each and every week. So what do? You basically just say, look, we're going to delete the negative plays. We're going to delete those, which is weird after the three turnover game was just 2 weeks ago. But, man, going through that offensive tape, it's just simple. It's just like, man, handle things. And it's the entire team. You look at penalties, right? The 49ers have been one of the most penalized teams in the NFL since Kyle Shanahan has been here. It's been a lot. But then you look at the last 3 weeks. Cleveland, three penalties for 11 yards against the Niners. Carolina, two penalties for 6 yards against the Panthers. Arizona, one penalty for 15 yards against the Cardinals. Like, I'm just saying, you're deleting negatives, MAs, missed assignments, penalties, turnovers. You limit those things. You've already got special teams in the bag. Defense or offense, step up. The defense is back-to-back weeks been pretty badass. The offense, shoot, man, you put up 28 points in Cleveland on the road. That weather, a lot of that was special teams, right? 10 of those points came from special teams. Was it 14? Did you score on both those? I think they did, but whatever. Complimentary football, mistake-free football, that is everything. And Brock Purdy is such a big part of that. There's one play, shout-out to Johnny Dale. He put a great film clip out there. Johnny Dale is killing it. We are so spoiled as Niner fans. I'm spoiled. Like, there's so much great content out there where, like, I didn't see. So I'm at the game, right? So I'm not listening to the broadcast. I'm watching it, and I try to go back and watch the broadcast, and I go back and watch the All 22 in the end zone, all that stuff. But my people are going to see stuff I didn't see. Brock got through five progressions on one play, and it should have been a sack. It's like a 4 yard gain, whatever. But Brock executed this game plan in such a perfect way. Getting through the five reads, that's huge. Throwaways, that's a new thing. The 49ers have been one of the worst first down offenses in the NFL. The Jacksonville game with four turnovers, all four of them happened on first down. And one of the things that just pisses me off is just like, man, we don't have to be greedy on first downs. You don't have to be greedy. Throwaways are okay. A run for 2 yards is okay. You remember this team used to have like false starts and holding penalties on first down all the damn time? Well, shoot, man, you've had six penalties called against you in three games combined. Handling your business, not doing negative things, small, consistent, move down the field, and when you're so good on third down. The 49ers were 11 of 17 on third down. They are one of the best third down teams in the NFL. And so, look, dude, let's just keep this rolling. And a lot of that is Brock, 11 of 17 on third downs with the throwaway. So now we're deleting the negative plays. Don't force it. And what Brock does better than anybody, step up in the pocket with pressure there. There were so many times Myles Garrett or somebody else was, you know, pretty close to getting Brock behind him. He'd step up in the pocket, deliver it. Like, and that's not like, I love Mac Jones. I really, really do. He's great. But, like, that's one of the biggest differences. And the few times there would have been sacks, Brock is back there just freaking Houdini, moving around and looking all good, mobile and all those things. So much to the point Myles Garrett's laughing in the middle of the game because he can't get to him. And so, like, you're getting this point, and you heard Brock say, I think it was Kruger. Could be somebody else. What did you learn from watching Mac Jones play? And he said, man, take what's available. Didn't do it in his first game back, had those three interceptions, right? But whatever. This game, dude, just take it. Whatever they give you, take it. Calm, cool. Punts are not a bad thing. I said that on our breakdown, the preview prediction show. Punts ain't bad. They punted from the middle of the field at fourth and four. Punts ain't bad. Force Shedeur Sanders and this terrible offense to execute flawlessly down the field. They did it one drive. One drive. They scored one scoring possession. They didn't even get to the red zone one time in the whole game. One drive? 8 points?
How many teams are going to win scoring 8 points? Understanding your opponent and saying, what do we need to do to win? Limit the mistakes when 2 out of 3 phases, control things, commit to the run game, even if it doesn't work. What the 49ers average? 3 damn yards per carry? Nope, 2.8. But it doesn't matter if you run the ball 33 times. It doesn't matter whenever you lead in first downs. It doesn't matter whenever you're constantly converting third downs. It doesn't matter when you're 3 of 5 in the red zone. 2-yard gains aren't fun. Is this the Kyle Shanahan traditional run game? No. You're 31st in the NFL in yards per rush attempt. 30 freaking first. That is awful. That's awful. But you have the 10th most rushing attempts. Commit to it. Because in play action, everything, the boot, all those things go off of that, right? So, like, man, just have such a clear game plan. And, you know, one of my biggest critiques, and I think a lot of people's critiques of Kyle Shanahan throughout his tenure of the 49ers, and I love Kyle, and I'm very thankful for him, but, like, dude, one possession games in the fourth quarter, that dude abandons the run game like crazy business. He has not this year. He has not this year. He has not this year. And I think that that's such a big deal. The one right here. Yeah, discipline, no penalties. The 49ers are turning into a very, very smart, very, very detail-oriented team. Very smart. Doesn't mean there's still not some guys that do some dumb stuff and whatever else. Yeah, that's going to happen. But overall, I mean, there was the play at the – it was a Juwan Jennings pass right before the half. There were like 15 seconds left. Juwan Jennings catches pass, gets tackled in the middle field. You see Dominic Pooney. You see George Kittle. You see Brock Purdy. You see, like, all these players just turning and calling timeout. Understanding the game situation and where you're at and what is supposed to happen. You don't get that a lot. Man, you watch the Browns, those dudes catching the ball inbounds on a kickoff than stepping out of bounds. Like, dude, just put your foot out of bounds, catch it. That's a 35-yard difference. Like, there are intelligent football teams. The Niners have that. Part of that's having such an old offense, right? But, dude, the Niners are big on intelligence, passion for football. That seems to have permeated this roster, and it is clear as day that that is something that has taken place. It's huge. It is huge. I really do. There's just a lot of really good tape. Kyle Shanahan's in his bag. He's doing his damn thing. And, man, I got to talk about Kyle Juszczyk. I thought this was one of Kyle Juszczyk's best games in a long time. Now, I know fractured ribs left, and it sucked whenever we saw him walking off the field at the game. But, like, dude, there are some major, major positives taking place at 49ers tape right now. Juice is a major part of that. That dude's degree of difficulty on every single block is off the charts, and he crushed it. A big reason why the offense flowed the way that it did. I'm not even talking about his receptions. The way that that dude blocks, unbelievable. What's up, Sean? He says, commitment is what allowed Purdy to do that keeper and score. Yeah, that was huge, man. That play, whew. Dude, we were just laughing in the stands like, oh, I can't. Now, imagine if the Niners called that play, that zone read keep for a touchdown, and Brock got tackled before there. Like, people would have been, zone keeper with Brock Purdy? What's wrong with you? Kyle Shanahan's an idiot. Well, you go out there, dude, if they go down, you pull it. And went untouched. Went untouched. Uncle Salty, what's up, buddy? Says, don't know what Juwan Jennings is doing or saying on the field, but he needs to cut the crap out from now on. I don't know. You can't ask somebody to change their stripes, even though Juwan Jennings changes the color of stripe on his hair every week. Juwan Jennings ain't changing, man. And it was fun to see, because when you're there in person, you know, the broadcast view cuts away and a show like whoever, a coach or whatever, a sideline or a fan. When you're at the game, there ain't nothing else to see. Like, you're watching, and Juwan Jennings, every play, he's squawking. He's laughing. He's celebrating face. He's doing it like that ain't going to change. Now, I don't know what he's saying or what he's doing. It ain't going to change. Maybe they tell him, like, hey, just watch kind of your thing, because now there's spotlights on you. You've had multiple teams.
play as physical as you always play. Just maybe cut out a little bit of the extracurriculars. Yeah. Dude, everybody get upset. That one of the all-time post-game quotes ever. I just want everybody to know he's a hoe. Like, that is, oh, man, that is awesome. Yeah, and Uncle Salty says he's a beast, no doubt. I can't believe Salty's talking about other people not being salty. You gotta change your name there, Salty. I just mess with you, brother. And Salty goes on to say, Shanahan is coach of the year front runner right now. I think there's three of them. Vrabel, obviously. And I think he's already won it once. Ben Johnson, obviously. Kyle Shanahan, obviously. Like, we'll have to see how the rest goes. But, dude, Shanahan ain't going to win it because he's already established that he's such a good coach. Should have won it several times already. But the AP voters are absolute horse manure, in my opinion. But Ben Johnson, definitely worthy. Mike Vrabel, definitely worthy. Kyle Shanahan, definitely worthy. I just hate it when they give it to unworthy coaches. That pisses me off. You don't give it to somebody that gets 9 wins just because they're in the Browns, stupid, whatever. Anyway, y'all going to get me pissed off. Y'all going to get me mad. Don't do that. All right. Now, if you do go to any football games, whether home or away, here you go. Hey, Niner faithful. If you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, TickPick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. TickPick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the TickPick app and use code Niners, N-I-N-E-R-S, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners. Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community. And all of our events for the 49ers Rush road trip are sold exclusively on the TickPick app or TickPick.com. Just search 49ers Rush. All right, we have done 7 road trips this year. It has been, John Chapman tired. I'm going to take a couple days off this week, next week. But we will be in Indianapolis, so we've got one left. We ain't stopping. I'm at 25 stadiums that I've been to, trying to get to all 32. I've not been to Indianapolis, Lucas Oil Field, I think is what they call it now. But we will be there. So that's a Monday night game, so we'll be throwing a party Sunday, the day before the game. Those details will be out soon, and then we've got our Monday tailgate. Both will be indoors. It's going to be cold as hell, but the game's indoors too, so you just got to walk there. It's not too bad, not like Cleveland, whatever else. So if you know anybody going out to Indianapolis, come party with us, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Those tickets are up for sale right now. They are as cheap as they will be at any point, so come join us, and we will get those details almost ironed out. Got a couple contracts out. We still got to get signed, but yeah, I can't leak those out just yet, but just know you will be taken care of. Trey Hall, thanks for the super chat, my friend. He says, my man, who are you rooting for? Love and appreciate you. Retired from the Navy 5 months ago. Retired from the Navy in 5 months. Then I can finally come make a Rush road trip. One, Trey, thank you for your service and what you do and the sacrifice. I know that's hard with the family life and all those things. Thank you. Let's see. Who am I rooting for this weekend? I'll tell you every single game. Oh, I'm rooting for the Lions against the Cowboys. I think it helps the 49ers more if the Cowboys win, but I cannot do that. I don't care. I'm rooting for the Lions against Cowboys. I can't root for Dallas. Can't do it. Rooting for Atlanta against Seattle. Don't care about the AFC. Don't care about the AFC. I'm rooting for, don't care about Washington or Minnesota. Don't care about AFC. I'm rooting for the Saints against Tampa. Don't care about AFC. I'm rooting for the Packers versus Chicago. Yeah, well, because there's two schools of thought there. If you think the 49ers are going to win out, then I guess it doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm rooting for the Packers against Chicago. I'm rooting for the Cardinals against the Rams, and I'm rooting for the Chargers against the Eagles. There we go. That's my root for list. Not saying it's a good one, but I'm sorry. If Dallas had nothing to gain but ruining their draft pick, then maybe I would prefer them to win, but I couldn't watch it. I would watch it. I'd still watch it. I hate the Cowboys. Like, there's a part in my brain that's like, that little squirrel is up there, the little hamster. He's tired. He's overweight, but he's running, and that wheel's spinning, and there's something that's just sitting there, right? And it's just like, hey, man, this helps the Niners. It's okay. It's okay. And then the angel or whatever or the demon on the other side says, F that. Nuh-uh. F their couch. No. I ain't doing that. So, like, it's funny. There's a battle up there between two malnourished rodents running around. I can't do it. Logic be damned. Hate. It is strong. And I know people don't like that word. I mean it. Rams and Hawks need to lose. That's simple. Need the Falcons to win out, ruin that Rams traded pick. Yeah, Falcons got to step their damn game up, man. I hate seeing any happiness come from Dallas. It would be cool if Dallas does start winning, though. They barely miss out, and their fans just like whatever causes more heartbreak. That is what, but again, I can't even on the small thing. John, how lucky that you are alive right now. Yeah, this is great time. What's up, Sin? And again, let me just say this one more time, just in case people missed it. We do have our Zoom hangout tomorrow, 5:30 p.m., Wednesday the 3rd, Pacific time, 5:30. So come join us. Sin, appreciate you. Glad you're in the chat. Just want to make sure you saw that. Tomorrow, 5:30, that's already been posted. Uncle Salty. The man of my heart. There we go. Can't believe your Longhorns beat the Aggies. Why? We always beat the Aggies. Why can you not believe that? They are a second-tier university that does not belong and are not serious and have no wins over any top 25 opponents. No. Obviously. Beat them by multiple scores. Simple. Where was that earlier? Yeah, they just had to turn it on. But, man, you play five top 10 ranked teams, got four wins. Come on, man. Come on. Got to get them in there. You don't get Texas in that freaking college football playoff, then welcome to Tennessee Chattanooga. You're already seeing Alabama change their schedule. So they're like, dude, it's not good for football. You need to get Texas in there. They got to be in there. Anyway, let's see here. A couple other comments that I want to get to right here. Campstead, John, are you going to make a playoff path episode? Yeah, when we get closer, we're going to get some more clarity. I believe 10 wins gets the 49ers in. I literally believe one more win is enough to get in because of the tiebreaker scenarios. Now, the 2 weeks ago where like there were like eight things that would help the 49ers and all eight things didn't happen, that was rough. But I'm telling you right now, 10 wins, like you look at the teams behind us, the Lions are 7. Can they win 3 games in a row? Well, that would get them to 10 wins. However, you beat them in every single tiebreaker. So for the Lions to beat you, they have to win 4 out of 5 games, and you have to only win one. Like you win two games, you're in 100%. You win one game, I'd say you're probably 95% in. You get to 10 wins, I think you're in because of the tiebreakers. You have the most divisional wins. You have the most conference wins. So, like, whatever tiebreaker that is, and you didn't play the Lions, you didn't play the Cowboys, didn't play the Panthers, those guys aren't going to catch. You did play the Panthers, and you beat them. So, yeah, I just can't see it. Can the Panthers win 4 of their last 5? No. Can the Cowboys, they have a tie in there, so that's a little weird. But can the Cowboys, man, would 9-5-1 get them in over us? It might. The Cowboys would have to win 3. And then we would have to only win 1. Yeah, so I think it helps. That's tough. Yeah, you got to win 1 game. 1 game and 1 or 2 things go your way. Now, if you want that 1 seed, you got to win out. And you got to have a couple of losses come your way. I think that's huge. And, yeah, Brian Carter, my man, appreciate you, bud. He says, John, let's go 9-4 plus a rest week. And then the easiest game on the schedule against the Titans. I'm going to be out there. I've been to many games this year at Levi's, but coming off a bye week, I'm resting. I'm going to take a day off. Going to relax with the family a little bit. But I will be at that Titans game. That's going to be a fun one. So my first regular season game at Levi's this year for the regular season, I went to the preseason games, but I will be there. Love it, love it, love it. Howdy. First time the Niners have had a complete team in all three phases of decades. Special teams has been just, oof, as bad as can be for a very, very long time. Now it's just dominant. It's pretty cool to see. It is pretty cool to see. Monkey right here. Man, things 2024 Chapman would never have guessed he'd be saying on film review. I love Mac. There's when Mac Jones was quarterback, you saw Adrian Martinez, number four, real close on the sideline, clapping on, cheering, anything, you know, as soon as anybody got, he was off by himself, like doing his thing. It's awesome. Now that Brock's in, you're seeing it with Mac Jones. Mac Jones, just he's attentive on the sideline, helmet on, everything, clapping everybody up. And anytime there's a play on the sideline, it's just like, man, you got to love the positive vibes that are getting in there. Oh, got to love it, man. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Right here, we have the highest percentage to get into the NFC playoffs at 94%. Those tiebreakers are huge, man. It is everything. It is everything. And so, like, any of those ties, which whenever you have, shoot. I mean, we have 3 9-win teams in our division. There's a lot of really good records. You got 8-win Packers, 7-win Bucks, 8-win Eagles, 9-win, like, a lot of 9-win teams. A lot of them. Those tiebreakers are going to come in clutch. They really, really will. And that Bears game, dude, that Bears game, the Bears and Seattle Seahawks, those two games, whoo, just huge. Yeah, Sin right here. So glad we won those early games. Win 3 in a row. You go back and forth for 8 weeks straight. Then you win 3 in a row. What's next? Bye week? Get hot at the right time. Get hot at the right time. Right here, DeLue says, Chapman, man, what's up? How was the Cleveland? Dude, it was awesome. We had a great time in Cleveland, man. We had a perfect venue. It was indoors. It was awesome. Music was going. Food, drinks flowing. Great time. Positive vibes. Then we walked outside and froze our butts off. But it was awesome. It was awesome. So that's what we got, man. Let's get it done. 49ers have a lot to smile about. Hopefully you guys do as well, being part of the faithful. This is a good time. Rest up. Relax. Decompress. It's not only 49ers players that get a break. It's us, too. It's us, too. We go through it. It's what it is. It's real. You guys are the best. I want to say thank you. And as always, stay strong, faithful.